Young Patrick Coyle's not quite a man yet, when history called him by name. The nation is now called the Republic of Ireland, by rebellion inflamed. His friends and his neighbors, relations, family together, did make a great stand. Young Patrick Coyle, not a man yet, but brave enough, answered the call of Ireland. Unlike many others, young Patrick was not slain, though 18 long months he was held inside one of Great Britain's concentration camps, 18 long months of near hell. He returned to Mount Shaw's a great local hero, surely some songs did tell of the wondrous deeds of young Patrick Coyle, another Irish rebel. Wide flood of history, the great emigration, swept young Patrick away. He sailed in October and married that very spring, settling in the East USA. Like millions and millions, forever an exile, forever his heart fought to roam. That he lived for and offered his life for would never again be his home. And not so young Patrick, the wife and 9 children, lived day to day in East Newark. A job here, a job there, he was strong, proud and able, but he could not get good steady work. A proud man he died, slowly watching his family scrape by and by, day to day. He gave what he had to give, all of it, everything. He lived his life that way. Donegal and the US, but it did him no good. No one remembered the songs that were written, the songs that surely did tell of the least of the struggles of Patrick Coyle, another Irish rebel. Remember the songs that were written, the songs that surely did tell of the least of the struggles of Patrick Coyle, another Irish rebel, another Irish rebel.